This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going to go hard here on a Sunday morning and just tell you that I think the NFL Combine, as entertaining as it is utterly and completely worthless. Okay? Thank you. It's entertaining. But listen, I nothing is more exciting than watch a 315-pound guy run a sub 540. It's amazing. I love the press conferences. I love the skill that these guys have, and certainly not to take anything away from it being impressive, but simply put, these guys just prepare for doing well at the combine, and I would argue that there is very little that transfers over to NFL skill. And I'll put this out there that I was listening to a national host this week, and so this take is not necessarily borrowed but agreed with from a national host. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing some research about what some of the best combine performances were. And the names and the times and things that they did, albeit impressive, these guys are not, most of them are not NFL stars. Now, look at the 40-yard dash. Who holds the record? Xavier Worthy, last year, 4.21 seconds. He did okay last year. Mm-hmm. But then you get into some other names. Kalon Barnes in 2022. Rondell Menendez from Eastern Kentucky.
He got Chris
Johnson
him?
In 08. Exactly. Rick Woolen, Dry Archer. Nate Wiggins in 2024. Jalen Myrick, Minnesota. And then, the bench press. Mike Kudla, remember him? No.
Yeah.
Harrison Phillips is on there. But I would venture to guess, or I'm going to say this, and I'm curious, Pete, because you lived in this world way more than I did. Way more than I do. I don't think, there is some value in it in the sense of, if you're a fringe guy trying to get on the radar, I think it's worthwhile. Mm-hmm. But other than that, this is just the NFL's way of staying relevant in a dead month where they normally don't have anything. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I was a part of the combine when I was coming out of college at the University of Minnesota. We happened to do it. But what they used to do was they would go to the city that had hosted the Super Bowl, so it happened to be in New Orleans. And some of the guys even went out stupidly and had a bit of a good time while we were down there. Even before competing in some of these things, which is probably not very well the best way to put yourself out there. But I totally hear what you're saying, Dave. I really do. I think, one of the reasons why it exists still, they have 5 million people watching it last year, and I would bet you they beat that number this year. I haven't seen the numbers yet. And these guys are freak athletes. But I think to your point, and I think it's valid, and I don't disagree, because I ironically happen to have been doing the same thing this year during the combine, starting on Thursday, where I was looking at, well, what are some of these records? What is the bench press? What is the 40? What is the three cone? All these different things that they do. And the names are obscure. But the reason I do think it's still something that's interesting is because there are those guys that are sort of in the middle and or maybe not known enough about, not enough, you know, tape has been looked at with these guys. And you want to say, okay, good player, but does he have that next level of speed, strength, size, whatever it is, right? And I think for those guys, it's very, very much something important. I'll give you a great example. One of our Golden Gophers, Ja Joyner. I think that people see his numbers. They know who he is. They know enough about him. He's a heck of a football player, and when he's on the field, you know it. But they don't know, does he have enough speed with his size to be able to do this? So, you know, you get the opportunity to run a 40 like he did, and he ran a 4.6 40. He's a big person. You know, he's 6'5" and 265-pound kid, and he's moving at 4.6. That's pretty impressive. So I think that's really what it's all about, Dave, when it's all said and done. And it's fun, I think, for the players, but then there's that next group of guys and some of the sleepers. There's sleepers in both directions, though. I think there are sleepers that, you know, there's a guy this year, his name's Charles Grant from William & Mary. Now, how many people have seen William & Mary? I don't think I've seen a television.
I would venture you have, but most of our listeners, it's not.
But you know, the only way you could possibly have seen him really this past year probably would have been, well, you had somebody else is playing William & Mary, you happened to see him on TV. Maybe, if they did anything on TV. But he's a heck of a player, and he had a very good combine workout. And then there's guys like Abdul Carter, who's supposed to be allegedly the first pick in the draft this year. He's the Penn State kid. We all have watched him. He's unbelievable. He's got all the talent in the world. And he's sitting out. So, but we already know about him, right? So now you've got to look at some of the players that are a little less known. You know, you go to an Iowa State, for instance. You know, they're just not seen enough. We've seen Ohio State and Michigan, and you know all the big names, Alabama and Georgia, and you know what these guys are as players. But I do think there is something to be said about certain things that they do at the combine that do make sense to me. But it's fun, Dave. I think that's why they still do it. It's great for everybody to just see what athletes they are. This is probably what they ought to do for the Pro Bowl.
You know what? Kind of things. That might be the smartest thing. You're right.
Because
yeah,
you know,
I don't disagree with that, actually.
Yeah, well, we were talking about that, you and I. And other than hockey, I think most of these, you know, things are awful. And the NBA being the very worst of them all. But the NFL is not that far behind because they don't really play the games anymore like they once did. And that was the fun part of it. But they don't do that anymore. So because of that, this might be something that they do. But you know what? Then everybody's going to say, well, what if he pulls his hamstring? Okay. You can't really win with everybody on this thing, but it is great to watch these guys. I'm impressed, and it's amazing to see a gentleman who's 6'6 and 320 pounds run a 4.6 40. For a guy like me, and I think there's a lot of guys like me out there, of the people that watch. I mean, think about it. We had 112 million people watch the Super Bowl, or maybe even more than that. I'm not surprised at all to see that they're going to have ratings that are probably going to beat last year's 5 million mark, I would say.
It's fun to watch. I think there is, and I think we're always so hungry for more NFL. I mean, the NFL is king. It is all the way around. But I always think of, when I think of the combine, I always think of Jamarcus Russell. Russell, who tested off the charts, could throw the ball, you know, 80 yards on one knee, blah, 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 and all that stuff, which is great. But it meant absolutely nothing to translate to his NFL career and a large lack of success and lackluster NFL career.
Well, because the biggest mistake is
– and I'll use this. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the biggest mistake that these general managers do, Dave, and you're right, and I think that's the direction you're going, is they get caught up in the paper. Yes. Put on the film first. Watch the guy play football. Watch whatever position that person is. Did they do the right things at the right times? Were they able to read defenses if they're a quarterback? Are they able to do this and that? And it's great to get the sizes and everything, but if a guy goes in as a third-round pick and comes out of the combine as a first-round pick, the GM's an idiot, an absolute idiot in my mind.
Yeah.
Because it's what you put on paper, and that's the Jamarcus Russells of the world, and there are many of those guys. It's too bad that we just focus on him, but it's easy because he was such a freak.
There's Matt Jones from Arkansas is another one who's passed away now, but you know, had a great combine. Mm-hmm. They turned him into a tight end. He didn't last. And then we get these press conferences from coaches and GMs where they say absolutely nothing. And you know, we hear about terms like optionality and all that stuff from Kwesi Doofenshmirtz. I'm pretty sure that's not a word. I don't know. Maybe he's smarter than me. But it truly is just and I think this is what it is. This is the NFL's chance to captivate an audience in a month where they have nothing. And that's what it's come down to. And I don't know how much teams take away from the interviews and what they ask these kids. And, you know, they get up there and you get Shedeur Sanders talking about how if you don't want someone who's going to change your culture, then don't draft me. And I mean, like, are you kidding me? He is his dad, by the way.
And then you've got Cam Ward and some of these other guys who go in there. I mean, there's a difference between being cocky and being confident, in my opinion. And it's oftentimes you can see it right away. And the fact that Cam Ward comes out and says, you know, I'm not going to throw it to combine because I already know I should be the first pick. Well, really? I've got my film to show it or whatever. I don't disagree with the film part of it. But not all that film looks great. I mean, when you're playing it at Miami like he did, but he played at multiple schools and was all over the place. And suddenly, you know, now all of a sudden that's more important than whatever talent, you know, he'd want to show. I like the fact that our Gophers, and I know we're going to talk about this, but our Gophers, I think, represented themselves very well as far as at least showing up and doing certain things. And I know we'll talk more about that, but I'm excited about what they did in some of the things that they did. Not everybody competed, but, you know, there's going to be that pro day too, Dave. I mean, that's when you go to the University of Minnesota.
That's, I think,
and
the one that really matters.
Yeah. Yep,
I think that's the one that really matters. You've got a comfort level there. He's got receivers that he know. In terms of replicating what someone can do with what they have around them, I actually think the pro day shows more. Even though it's where they're comfortable, but that's what you're going to get them eventually comfortable in your system and your facilities with their receivers. Did anyone watch the NFL Combine and your thoughts? WCCO Talking text line 651-461-9226. Some really very intelligent texts here, Pete. And someone texting in, a texter saying, I would say in order of importance, medical history, which is very important. Look at Todd Gurley. Agility, change of direction drills, the bench press. Bench press is the important at the line of play. Hitting large men does not reflect the level of dedication to your craft, especially when contracts in the second year is tens of millions. That's all. Look no further. Sol and Blaine's got a couple good ones. Look no further. Troy Williamson, Christian Ponder. All really great points.